With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. World leaders will hear from President Trump this morning. He'll soon address the UN General Assembly in New York. Among current high-profile issues, growing number of countries recognizing a Palestinian state. Among them, American allies Britain, France, Australia, and Canada. The Trump administration stands with Israel in opposing recognition of a Palestinian state. Before year's end, the Supreme Court will consider whether President Trump has the power to fire board members from independent agencies.
Justices will hear arguments in December about when presidents can fire board members and will consider overturning a nearly century-old decision limiting the president's power. In 1935, the Supreme Court found that commissioners can only be removed for misconduct or neglect of duty. In a 6-3 decision, the High Court also allowed Donald Trump to fire a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission while the case plays out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is urging the Justice Department to investigate the actions of some of his political foes. And given their actions, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says such an investigation is warranted.
It is not weaponizing the Department of Justice to demand accountability for those who weaponized the Department of Justice.
The president says former FBI Director James Comey, Democrat Senator Adam Schiff, and New York Attorney General Letitia James all deserve to be investigated, claiming that acetaminophen, the brand name Tylenol, is linked to an increased risk of autism in youngsters. President Trump urges pregnant women to steer clear of the drug, not to take it at any stage of pregnancy. Tylenol's maker insists that scientific evidence does not show an increased autism risk, although there are conflicting studies on the issue. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 43 points higher. This is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, in the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For many Jews in the United States, the High Holy Day season this year will be more charged than usual. Rabbis say many of their congregants are worried by a surge of anti-Semitism in the country, yet are all the more determined to worship together in the coming days. These days, most synagogues employ a layered strategy of security, guards, cameras, and various systems for controlling access to events through ticketing, registration, or other forms of vetting. This is SRN News. NASA has 10 brand new astronauts chosen from over 8,000 applicants.
For the first time, there are more women than men. The 6 women and 4 men will undergo 2 years of training before becoming eligible for spaceflight, including trips to the moon and possibly Mars. It's the 24th astronaut class for NASA since the original Mercury 7 made their debut in 1959. Only 370 people have been selected by NASA as astronauts, making it an extraordinarily small and elite group. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones that were headed for Moscow. Ukraine says that Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. The war grinds on after 3.5 long years, and as President Trump's attempts at a peace deal appear to have stalled out. More details at SRNNews.com.